Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Off the fake, on the run, Hirsch going deep downfield and into traffic, and that is picked by Byard, which if it stands is going to be his sixth of the season. They're going to probably at this point, with the official standing back
on the field,
short
of midfield. Interception, first down Chicago.
Now he got it. He got his shoulder down. This is really a summation of the year for the Chicago Bears.
Huge play right there, as heard on Amazon Prime with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday morning, with you until noon. And open phone lines, open text lines for the majority of this morning, because we want to hear from you Bears fans at 312-644-6767 on what we're calling the post-game show, talking about that Bears 24-15 win over the Eagles. I was asking you in the first hour a couple things. How were you feeling before, during, and after that game? And was that the real, like, prove-it statement game for the Bears, or is that yet to come next week against the Packers, or maybe later than that? Maybe you need to see two or three wins out of what they have left on the schedule for you to really believe in what this Bears team has going. That was a huge play right there, that interception that you heard coming out of the break, because one of the storylines coming into this was Bears leading the league in takeaways and Eagles leading the league in the fewest giveaways. And it was, you know, the unstoppable force versus the immovable object, good versus good. And I think it really was kind of a matter of who was going to break first in that turnover battle, and that was it right there. You'd like to see the Bears do something more with it than go three and out and only eat up a minute 33 of clock. And I honestly think, I said to start the show, it was that point in the game, the Bears punt after that interception. Don't pounce on the opportunity to add to their lead after that turnover. And then the Eagles come down and score, and then Caleb Williams throws an interception of his own. But just a few plays later, it was the strip sack, the strip fumble on the tush push by Nashon Wright. And that was really it. Bears never looked back and go on to win 24-15. Want to talk about it with you, Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score on a Sunday morning. 312-644-6767. Let's go right out to those phones. And Jason on the road, you're now on the Score. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Rami. Nice to talk with you.
Thanks, man.
So I'm kind of with you on this, where that was not the statement game. It was nice to see the Bears lead the entire game, though. I cannot remember the last time that they won a game and it was just wire to wire. They dominated and they never gave up the lead. That was super great to see. And I will say, I'm up in Wisconsin myself. I'm up north of Milwaukee in the Grafton area. And the gym that I go to, the guys in the sauna would all disagree about the Bears being any good. What I heard yesterday morning from Packers fans here was, oh, the Bears still haven't played anybody. Even the Eagles aren't right now. I mean, it's just, you know, they've got this, they look at us with this little brother mentality, you know, like they've been picking on us for so long. And they don't even remember the 80s and before when, you know,
yeah,
Green Bay was an automatic win on our schedule. You know what I'm saying? They don't remember that. They just remember from the late 80s on, which has been terrible for us, by the way. For me, they've got five games left. If they beat the Packers once and they win against the Lions, they should win the division, right? That's just the way that I'm kind of looking at it. But I would expect more. And I, furthermore, San Francisco and Cleveland are both.
Oh, Jason is breaking up there. But all great points, Jason. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it and appreciate the kind words. First of all, can you blame them? Like, I know how we feel about the Packers and about Packers fans, but when Jason talks about how they perceive us, can you blame them? Put yourself in their shoes for a second. Imagine, first of all, a lot of the people who he's talking to, who I'm talking to right now, aren't even old enough or barely old enough to remember the 80s and the last time that the Bears dominated this rivalry. But even if you are old enough to remember that, that was 40 damn years ago, man. Can you blame them for having, as Jason put it, like looking at us as the little brother in the scenario? I go back to those great Bulls teams of the 90s, and we were big brother in the whole NBA. Teams came and went, whether it was the Pistons early in that run or the Knicks or the Pacers or the Heat. Like, we just knew we were that team. We knew we were that team in the NBA, and we were gonna big brother everybody. And in this division, that's been the case. Only it's been the Packers that have been owning the division and have been big brothering us. And if I'm a Packers fan, I'm looking at it the same way as those guys that Jason was talking to in the sauna. Show me. Before I really get worried about you, before I give you some real respect, show me that you can hang with us. Because the names have changed, the faces have changed, the numbers on the jerseys have changed. The result has been the same. The result has been largely the same. And I think in the minds of a lot of Bears fans, we feel the same way to some degree. The flip side of it, the other side of that coin, but looking at this thing and going, can we do it against them? Like, that was really nice on Friday night against the Eagles. But can we finally do it against that damn team? Can we finally exercise those demons of the Green Bay Packers and all the losses, meaningful and not so meaningful? Can we? And I got a text here. First of all, somebody calls me a closet Packers fan. No, don't even like them. I wish bad things on the Green Bay Packers. I don't care where I work. I will tell people that. But this from the 773, Rami, the Bears beat the Pack just 10 months ago and should have won the first game last season as well. That means should have means nothing. Should have means nothing, because there have been a lot of games where during the game, like, the Bears should win this, and guess what? They don't. Not only against the Packers, but in my life as a Bears fan, there have been plenty of games like that. But especially against the Packers, there have been games like that. And like I said early in the show, maybe you weren't listening, that Week 18 win against the Packers, nice, cool, fun. That was a nice respite from what the rest of that season was last year. Was it meaningful? Not really. It always means a little bit more to beat the Packers, but with the way that season went, and with as many as they have on their side of the docket in terms of all my years of watching these two teams play, like, that didn't do a whole lot for me other than beating the Packers. And that's always fun and that's always nice. They also add that Rams team in 18 was not the Super Bowl champs. I am mistaken. That Rams team went to the Super Bowl that season. And this one from the 815, 1985 is a stretch, but look at 2018. People were calling the 2018 Bears frauds until they beat the Rams on national TV and then the Packers the following week to win the division. This feels like a similar opportunity. That's from Jory in Kalamazoo. This is a very similar opportunity, very similar sequence of events. And I want to not only win next week and 2 weeks after that when they face the Packers again, I want this to carry over in 2 years moving forward and finally flip the script and flip the table on this Packers-Bears rivalry. 312-644-6767. Open phone lines, open text lines for you all morning long. We did that on purpose. We want to hear from you Bears fans. Rami Makhlouf with you on the score all morning long. Want to hear from you Bears fans at 312-644-6767. Let's go to Highland Park and Scott. Scott, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. So a few things. So I think a lot of you guys, first of all, I'm a high school coach 30 years. I know I'm not a pro coach, but here's the thing. A lot of you guys got to get over your PTSD with what's happened with the Bears before and all this. It's ridiculous, okay? We won them, but we didn't beat anyone. We just beat Philadelphia at Philadelphia, okay? Do you know how hard it is to win on the road against any team, let alone the Super Bowl champs? Let's look at Ben Johnson, okay? The stuff he did in that locker room stuff, that was awesome. I love it. It's great. I've been watching it 100 times. But none of that means anything unless these guys believe in the coach. They believe he knows what he's doing. He empowers them. He trusts them. He puts them in the right situation. And guess what? Look at all the injuries they've had. Look at our offensive line. Did you hear Swift and Menungai on TV the other day talking about the look in their eyes, about how they feel about their coach? Okay, we have got to stop with, they didn't do anything. We're way ahead of schedule. I cannot tell you how proud I am of this team. Enjoy the moment. He's not gonna like say, well, we're great now. We're not going to play. Ben Johnson's the most intense guy you're ever going to meet. But, geez, guys, get off of it already, please.
It's hard, man. I appreciate the call, but it is. How old are you? Did we drop the caller? Did we drop Scott?
Yeah, we lost Scott.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, maybe Scott is a little bit older a gentleman than I and some people listening right now. Not to knock Scott by any means. But for those of us of a certain... Now, I'm 46, you know what I mean? So I do vaguely remember the 80s and winning that Super Bowl and owning the division and owning the Packers and that being an automatic win. But even with that, even with having those faint memories as a young child growing up in Rogers Park and watching those Bears teams and loving every second of it, I still have Walter Payton pictures hanging on my wall and a Mike Singletary jersey and the whole nine, okay? But I hang on to those for a reason, not only because they were great and they hold a special place in my life as a Bears fan, but also because we haven't had a whole lot since. Just in general, but especially when going against that Packers team and competing with that Packers team within the division. We just haven't had it. So easy to say, let it go. Much harder to do. It's a much harder thing to do. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe in this Bears team and I don't think they can beat the Packers next week. I do. And I do. Okay? I believe in them. I think they're good. I think they can win next week. And if and when they do, that's when I'll know that this Bears team is good. That's when I'll know that this Bears team is a force to be reckoned with in the 2025 season. But I've just got, and a lot of Bears fans just have a little too much trauma when it comes to this thing. Text from the 815, Green Bay could not beat the Browns. So what the hell do your gym buddies know? Talking to Jason, who called in earlier about his Packers fan friends who he was talking to in the sauna. Yeah, that was, the Packers have a couple bad losses under their belt. Carolina's another one. There are questions about that Packers team. I don't think anybody is totally sold on that Packers team either. They lost two straight just a couple weeks ago against teams that they should not have lost football games against and then barely pulled one out against the Giants, who are not very good. So I'm not telling you there are only questions still hanging about the Bears. There are questions about the Packers, too. But just the years and years of what we've endured and experienced with this football team and with that rivalry, I think we're a little bit more skittish going into this one than maybe they are. Let's go to Sean, listening on the Odyssey app, all the way out in Brooklyn. Sean, you're on the Score. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Rami? Hey. I've listened to you for quite some time.
Thank you, man.
First-time caller for you, but thanks. I do call into the Score every once in a while. So just to give you some context, I'm a former D3 college quarterback, and I wanted to talk about Caleb Williams and his mechanics. First of all, let me say he could throw the ball with velocity on all three levels. I also want to say it looks like he's on his back foot a lot quicker because the offense is a different offense. Yeah. And when you get on your back foot a lot quicker, you can go on, you can look at your reads a lot faster. It's fast. He's getting the ball out fast. And here's the big thing. He's not afraid to get on that field and beat anybody. We're going to go up to Green Bay. He's not afraid. We've had quarterbacks just intimidated by Lambeau Field, my belief. And he's not afraid. He's not afraid of the moment. And that's what gives me hope. That's what gives me hope. I think we do beat the Packers at home at their house. And then I think we beat the Browns the very next game. And I think that puts us in the driver's seat as far as the division. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be number one in the conference. Just maybe. We're getting some players back in about 2 to 3 weeks. So the time frame is really good as far as injuries. I just think that the defense is starting to round into form. And once we get the defensive players that are out on IR back, I think we got ourselves a lot of potential there. What do you think?
Sean, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the kind words as well. Yeah, the Bears could put themselves, as Sean said, in the driver's seat here in these next couple of weeks. And the Browns is a game that you should win. Packers, I haven't seen the line on that one yet, but I can't imagine either team will be favored by very much. That's probably close to a coin flip or a pick 'em whenever the lines do come out, if they're not already, for that Bears-Packers game. And you win that one next week, and then go and get one that you should against the Browns, although they're not necessarily a pushover. I think they're probably better than what their record indicates, especially on the defensive side of the football. They can get after some quarterbacks, but that is a game, as we said here, 2 weeks out from it, that you should win. And if you get these next two, yeah, you still have one more against the Packers. You still have one more against the Lions. But you get these next two, and you're sitting at 11-3 with the win against the Packers. I think the Lions are out of the running for the division. You're sitting at 11-3 with a win against the Packers and one more to go. So at best, you're going to break even with them in the head-to-head matchup. You're sitting real pretty. And the Packers have that tie on their docket, which could work to the Bears' favor in the Packers having one less win, even though they might be tied in the loss category. So he's right. He's right about that. And as far as Caleb not being scared to go take the field against anybody, anywhere, anytime, and feels like he can win, that's huge. I was talking earlier about the intangibles of a coach like Ben Johnson. That mentality and that swagger that Caleb Williams has, I think, is one of the huge sort of intangible boxes that good or great quarterbacks have to check off in this league. And I think he has that. We're going to do more of a deep dive on Caleb Williams coming up here in just a few minutes. But let me quick get in Earl, who's in Cicero, and now he's on the Score talking some Bears with me, Rami Makhlouf. What's up, Earl?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Glad to talk to you.
Thanks.
You know, you want a statement game. You want to get in the Packers' heads. I was at opening day 2006, the day we went to the Super Bowl, and we beat Green Bay 26-0. And I knew then we were going somewhere. We knocked Favre around like a rag doll, and them Packer fans, they knew we were in charge then. And that, to me, if we can go up there next week, and I mean, I don't know if we're going to spank them 26-0, but a convincing win, I think not only will Bear fans be on notice, Packer fans will be, watch out.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, man. Honestly, any win next week. It doesn't necessarily have to be convincing as the one over the Eagles was, because that was, we had a caller earlier say that's the first time that he could remember that the Bears just came out and took a lead and never gave it back, never really looked back. There's been a couple of those, the Cowboys, the Saints earlier in the year. Now, there were some sketchy moments in those games where you felt like they could get back into it. And there was one in the Eagles game. I've brought it up a couple times here in the third quarter of that football game where you were like, oh, man, they might have left the door open or the window cracked open a little too long for that football team, and they might just get back in this thing. But those types of wins have been kind of few and far between for the Bears this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But next week doesn't have to be a blowout or all that convincing a win. Just go in there and get a win. And you're not only putting the Packers on notice, I think you're putting the division on notice. I think you're putting the NFL on notice. There's the tone and the chatter around this Bears team has changed, not just in Chicago, but outside and the national talking heads, etc. But next week, I feel like, is the week where you can really, really change the narrative and the perception of this Bears team in if you can go out there and beat the Packers. And by the way, this text from the 773, does everyone tiptoe with opinions? I only respect bold takes beforehand, not after the fact. Pick the Bears to win or lose. None of this is in between. None of this in between scared to make a pick. Fine, Bears win. Bears win next week. Happy now in the 779? Bears win next week. They take down the Packers. 312-644-6767. Our last caller brought up Caleb Williams. Are they going to need a little bit more from that guy? Are they going to need a little bit more from that guy to take this team where it could potentially go and where we all want to see him go? We'll talk about that right after this. I'm Rami Makhlouf. It's the post game show. Want to hear from you all morning long with you until noon. Get in on the phones, 312-644-6767. You can also text me using that very same number. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday morning and back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes.
Did you guys make this statement just now?
I think every single game that we want to play and that we play, it is to make a statement. And that's just another game for us. Focus on being 1-0 each week, and we keep doing that. We keep focusing on what's inside, the noise inside of the building. Honestly, it doesn't, the statements and all of that, is more of the outside noise, more of kind of stuff for y'all to kind of talk about, and the analysts and all the whoever to talk about. And so, we'll keep focusing on ourselves. We'll keep focusing on being 1-0. We'll keep focusing on finding ways to win games, but also find ways to better ourselves so we can be where we want to be.
That, of course, Caleb Williams. I am Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Sunday morning. We're calling it the post-game show after that 24-15 win over the Eagles. And we left the phone lines, text lines, and the slate mostly clean and open to you. We want to hear from Bears fans this morning. We will talk with Wayne Larrivee, the voice of the Packers, formerly of the Bears, coming up at about 11:20. Other than that, I got about 90 minutes to talk Bears with you Bears fans at 312-644-6767. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on a Sunday morning. And Caleb saying all that talk is for us on the outside, not for those guys on the inside, about statement games, et cetera, et cetera. And we have been talking about that throughout the morning. I say yes, statement was made. You showed me and the football world something with that win yesterday, but you'll really show me in the football world something if you can win next week against that Packers team that's tormented us so much throughout our lives. You want to get in on that? 312-644-6767 is the number. And like I said, clean slate, open phone lines for you all morning long until I'm here at 12 o'clock. But I also wanted to ask this. Are they going to need more from that guy that we just heard of if this team is going to go as far as it can go? Caleb Williams, that is. 312-644-6767. Are they going to need more from Caleb Williams? He has just a 58.1 completion percentage so far on the season, and we heard both him and Ben Johnson say that 70% completion percentage is the goal. That's the mark, the target that they want Caleb Williams to hit. So he's still a little ways off that number. And by no means a finished product, but still a little ways away off that 70% completion percentage number, sitting at just over 58%. And Friday, almost said Sunday, muscle memory, but Friday, he was just 17 of 36 for 154 yards and threw an interception on that tip pass at the line of scrimmage, finished with a 56.9 passer rating. Now listen to this. Here's a trip down memory lane. That's the lowest completion percentage and passer rating by a Bears quarterback in a Bears win since that 2006 NFC Championship season and that crazy win in Arizona. How many of y'all remember, Tyler, you're a younger guy, do you remember 2006 in Arizona, that NFC Championship season, and how they won that football game?
Devin Hester game, right?
Yeah, that was the Devin Hester game. And also, Brian Urlacher had some big plays in that game. Like, it was everything but Rex Grossman and the offense in that football game. And Friday wasn't quite that crazy. Like, that was a crazy game.
The Bears
game.
Are who we thought they
exactly.
were.
Exactly, yes. Thank you. Good pull, Tyler. Way to go, baby T. Yeah, that was what pushed Dennis Green over the edge, the way that the Bears won that football game. Friday wasn't that wild, wasn't that crazy and topsy-turvy as that was in Arizona in 2006. But you don't see a script for a victory in the NFL like the one that we saw on Friday night very often. DeAndre Swift averaged almost 7 yards per carry, 6.9. Had 125 yards on the ground against a good Eagles defense. Like, that's the one unit of that football team that's been pretty consistent, and especially since the trade deadline and a couple of moves that they made, they've been real good. And, oh yeah, by the way, DeAndre Swift in that win and with 125 yards, not even the Bears' leading rusher. Kyle Manungai, the rookie, 22 carries, 130 yards. 281 total rushing yards for the Bears. That's the third time this season that they've topped 200. They're averaging almost 154 yards per game on the ground. And with that win on Friday and with the fashion in which they won that game on Friday, now lead the league. They passed the Buffalo Bills as the league's top rushing team. And this was the second 280-yard rushing performance for the Bears in 2025. It was also, and you've probably heard this stat, the first time two Bears rushed for 100-plus yards in a game since, I've never heard of these, Walter Payton and Matt Sui did it in 1985? I'm kidding. I know who they are. That blew my mind when I saw that number. That the Bears and their running game and their running backs did something that hasn't been done since Walter Payton and Matt Sui were taking the rock and running with it. And we all know what happened that year, 15-1. Just rolled right through the playoffs and shuffled their way to a Super Bowl. But 47 rushes were the most for a Bears in a non-overtime game in 30 years, and they've never, ever in the history of this franchise, and they've had some good running backs and good running games over the course of their history, not just Walter Payton, they've never had two players tally at least 125 rushing yards in the same game. But do they need more from Caleb Williams, or can they keep doing this? I tend to think they can keep doing this because, and maybe the most sound route, the most likely route that the Bears can take in taking this far, however far at taking this thing, however far it can go in 2025, that might be the script. Not only do I think that they don't necessarily need more from Caleb Williams, I think asking for more from Caleb Williams at this point, maybe not the greatest route to go. And that's not because I don't believe in Caleb Williams, but we do got to remember that he is in his second year and that his first year was an absolute train wreck, little fault of his own. He came into a organization that quite frankly was kind of in shambles. From a head coach to an offensive coordinator to an offensive line. Now, he did have some weapons. We can't say he didn't have some weapons. But I don't put a lot of stock in his performance in the first year, and I don't think a lot of progress was made in his development in his first year. So for me, he's kind of half a rookie this year, even though he has a year under his belt in the NFL, kind of half a rookie this year, first year head coach and offensive play caller. I think asking that guy to do too much right now, probably not the way to go. Now, if this was a team that was 500 and this season wasn't really about making the playoffs or making any sort of run, I would say throw him in the fire a little bit more and let's see what he can do. And you know, get better with trial by fire. But given that this is a team that's now 9-3, and we have hopes and aspirations, whatever they may be, you might have thoughts of Super Bowls dancing through your head, and I'm not going to try to talk you down from that. But even if it's just winning the division or deep playoff run, whatever ceiling you're putting on this football team, I think asking Caleb Williams to not do too much and to continue to be the player that he's been is probably the way to go. And especially when you have that run game that I just talked about. And oh, not to mention, they still lead the league in quote-unquote big plays, that's runs of at least 10 yards and passes of at least 20 yards, and they lead the league and offensive yards per game overall. So they're still moving the football. Yards are yards, and moving the football is moving the football. And oh, by the way, that defense is doing the damn thing also. Byard with his interception in that game on Friday, league leader in interceptions with 6. Nashawn Wright, 8th takeaway on that tush-push strip fumble of Jalen Hurts. Bears lead the league in that category as well in takeaways with 26. And Nashawn Wright individually leads the league in takeaways. And oh, by the way, nobody's close. They're 6 higher than the runners-up in the Los Angeles Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now have a plus 17 turnover margin with those 26 takeaways and only 9 giveaways. So take all that. Take the running game plus this defense, opportunistic defense, and I think could actually get better. And if we have time, I'll dive into that a little bit more as they get healthier. We saw the impact of those cornerbacks coming back on Friday, and Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon. But take that running game plus that opportunistic defense, and Caleb Williams, when you've needed him the most to be a really good quarterback, ice in his damn veins, man. Ice in his veins, including that game on Friday, which, like I said, not his greatest game. None of the numbers of Caleb Williams' game really jump off the page at you when we're talking about a 58% completion percentage and a passer rating of 56.9. But when you need him to be really good, one of the trends this season is he has been real good, including in that game on Friday, going 5 of 7 to finish the game, including that dude that, and I don't think they gave him the flowers that he deserved on that touchdown pass to Cole Kmet, rolling to his left and just flicking that thing 30 yards down the field across his body, off his front foot. Ridiculous. Not to mention a pair of third down conversions, a critical fourth down throw to Colston Loveland on the second to last drive of the game. When you've needed him to be real good to close out football games, he's been real good. And we had a caller in the last segment point out that that may be his greatest strength. That intangible right there of never getting down on himself, never thinking he or they are beaten or defeated, and always keeping them in football games and then closing out football games. Not a lot of guys have that, and I don't know how much you can coach that. So while Caleb Williams is not having a great season, he's having a good one, not a great one, and didn't have a great game. I might even go so far as to say when you look at his totals in the box score, I might not even call that a good game that Caleb Williams had on Friday. I don't know that they need any more from that kid to go as far as this team can go, whatever you think that is. Because moving the ball is moving the ball. Yards are yards and points are points. And this Bears team, this Bears offense, moves the ball as well as anybody in the league, whether you're talking big plays, whether you're talking total yardage. Not to mention they have a very opportunistic defense that flips games in a matter of a single play, and Caleb has that intangible of being, quote-unquote, the Iceman down the stretch of football games. I don't know that you need to or that you should really want to ask for much more of that dude this season. In the future, moving down the line, I want to see Caleb Williams turn into one of the elite quarterbacks in this league, and I still think he can. But I don't think you need a whole lot more from that kid this year. How about you? 312-644-6767. I've heard people say you're going to need more from Caleb Williams. Do you? Do you need more from Caleb Williams? I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on a Sunday morning and want to hear from you Bears fans. 312-644-6767. Open phone lines all morning with whatever time I have left other than talking with the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee, coming up at 11:20. Want to hear from you right after this at 312-644-6767 on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
We haven't hit our pinnacle yet in the sense of a team and execution on offense, and we're still winning these games, and so that's really important, and that's why I'm extremely excited. But you go watch the film and you see all these explosive plays, you see all these small details that show up that are awesome to learn from after the game. But in the moment, you want to hit those, you want to have these moments and just hit on all cylinders. And so that's coming, and we're gonna show our best ball here soon.
That was Caleb Williams. Solid day Friday. Not great. And actually, some of the numbers, not so good. I mentioned him in the last 58% completion percentage. Passer rating of 56.9. Lowest completion percentage and passer rating in a Bears win since that wild game in Arizona in 2006 that sent Dennis Green over the edge. Do they need more from Caleb Williams if they're going to go as far as this team can go, whatever you think that is? Or is this okay? I think this is okay. I think asking Caleb Williams what you've asked for of him to this point is just fine and maybe the best route to take as far as this season goes. Ride that running game, ride that defense, and ride the fact that even if Caleb Williams isn't a top 5, top 10 QB in this league yet, I still want him to get there. He's one of the better quarterbacks in crunch time, in clutch time, when you need the big plays, including 5 of 7 to close out that game on Friday, including that touchdown pass to Cole Kmet, third down conversions, fourth down conversion to tight end Colston Loveland. Like, if that's the script, if that's the formula, I'm okay with it. And I don't want to ask him to do too much just yet in what's kind of, a rookie year, given what he had to deal with last year. Did get a text during the break from the 773. First year wasn't bad, only 6 interceptions and still threw for 3,800 yards. Not too shabby. True. Fair. Better than what we've seen from most Bears rookie quarterbacks. But as far as his development goes, I don't think a lot of progress was made last season, and that is not by any fault. Well, not by much fault of his own. I think it was a situation. I think it was a bad head coach, bad offensive coordinator, really bad offensive line, and you've corrected those three things, and now we're seeing the progress. Keep getting better. Keep being great in those moments we need you to be great, and I don't need much more from Caleb Williams. How about you? 312-644-6767. Let's go to New Jersey. And Pete, listening on the Odyssey app. Pete, you're on the Score. What you got, buddy? Pete? Okay. Let's go to Al, who's in Milwaukee. And now he's on the Score. What's up, Al?
Hey, Rami. How you doing, buddy? We miss you around here, man.
Thank you. I'm back, by the way, 9 to noon. But what you got on the Bears?
I listened to some of your previous caller, and they were talking about, you know, making a statement, you know, at Lambeau Field. Not so fast, my friend. I mean, Rami, you know this division belongs to the Packers. You know, the Bears are coming, but come on, man, not so fast.
Al, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not counting any eggs before they hatch. I don't know that I'd say the Packers own the division. The Lions have won it the last 2 years. It's going to be the Bears or the Packers this season, though. I think the Lions are out of the running for the division. I hope I'm not counting them out too early. It's a team that's done some things. They got some pedigree here over the last couple of years, and maybe they jump back in the race. I don't think they're going to, though. It's going to be the Bears or the Packers. And it's going to rip my heart right out of my chest if the Bears don't exercise these Packers demons and be the team to win this division. And it starts next week. Pete from New Jersey is back. Pete, you're on the Score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Great. What's up?
Not much. So I've been a fan my whole life. I grew up in New York. My whole family is Bear fans. I always make the joke that I'm paying for the sins of 85 because I'm only 33. So, I mean, in my 30 years of watching this team, I have never, ever seen an offense like this. And everybody thought, like, oh, Ben Johnson's coming over, the passing game, whatever. And it turns out that, you know, it's not the passing game. It's the running game. It's opening up things for Caleb. It's opening things up for the play action, everything else that comes with having a dominant running game, and the defense is getting turnovers when they need to. And it comes down to having the right coach and the right quarterback. And in my years of watching this team, I've never seen that right combination before. Yeah, Jay was good, but Jay didn't have any heart. This kid, Caleb, nothing bothers him. He comes out. Something bad happens, doesn't matter. He's coming out the next drive and making and correcting those mistakes. He's the guy. I can confidently say that he is 100% the guy. I've never seen anything like this. And if they sneak in and, you know, maybe win the division, they win a playoff game, I'm building the statue. Or at least starting construction of the statue.
Pete, do they need more from Caleb Williams if they're going to get as far as you're talking about, or is this script good? Is this good enough to get where you're talking about them getting to?
See, my favorite thing is this is only year one.
Yes,
I was, you know, all my friends, they're all Giant fans and Jets fans. I was telling them 8 wins, that's realistic for the Bears. Seeing it now, they might win 12 or 13 games.
Yeah,
and that's based on running the ball down people's throats and opening up the play action. But what you said with Caleb, it doesn't matter. We always had the quarterback that, yeah, for the first 3 quarters, everything's good. And then you got Rex Grossman throwing a game-losing interception or Jay Cutler throwing a game-losing interception. That doesn't come with Caleb. It's not in his DNA.
Pete, thanks for the call, man, all the way from New Jersey. Appreciate you listening on the Odyssey app. Yeah, man, it's... Again, I think this is fine. I think the way that they're winning right now is fine, and they can go very far doing it. And it's as Pete just said, it's the first year and the first step in what we hope is building something and building something legitimate and meaningful and sustainable and long lasting. And if this first year, if that means Caleb not carrying as much of the load as you would ask a franchise quarterback to carry, that's just fine. As far as this team being different and unlike any other team that we've seen before, at least different from any Bears team that we've seen before, there are some similarities. I think just the path, and I talked about in the start of the show of they won week 13 against a Rams team that was going on, that would go on to play in the Super Bowl. And that was going into that game. A lot of people were saying, well, the Bears haven't beat anybody. And then they beat that Rams team. People were like, oh, okay. They beat somebody. And they had the Packers on the schedule the following week. So that there are some similarities there. There are some similarities to 06 and all the turnovers, very opportunistic defense like this one that we're talking about. But it is its own thing. Like, this is its own thing. You can always find similarities, but no two teams are created equal. And I think this team could go pretty far doing it just the way that they're doing it. Do you think they need more from Caleb Williams? You want to talk about that? Anything coming out of that big 24-15 win over the Eagles on Friday? Phone lines open to you. I will talk with Wayne Larrivee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers, the voice of the Green Bay Packers, formerly of your Chicago Bears. He'll join me at 11:20. And other than that, want to hear from you guys on the phones and the text line, 312-644-6767. Dylan, Shelton, Jack, I see you guys hanging there. All the rest of you as well. We're going to get to you right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on the Score on a Sunday morning on the Bears post-game show. And it continues on right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.